Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's coming up in 15 minutes. Dan Wolkin of USA Today will join us. Right now, pleased to be joined by Titans cornerback, friend of the show, host of the Logan Ryan Show. Logan Ryan joins us at our broadcast.
Hey, what's going on?
How are negotiations for your return?
To the show?
Yeah.
They're stalled right now. I don't know, you know, I don't know if we're playing hardball.
He's holding out.
You know, I didn't ask for too much more, so it's a holdout right now. Like, Earl, I'm going to put some in the Players Tribune and pay me, or I'm going to TV.
we will do our best.
On a serious note, Jonathan Cyprian, torn ACL, heads to injured reserve. The secondary seems to be very emotional about that, as everyone would assume you would be.
Yeah.
What was that like to hear?
It was tough, man. Anytime you see someone down, you know, grabbing their knee, kind of non-contact, you hope for the best. And then, you know, he came back and got the news and told us he kind of, you know, was emotional. And, you know, we're really tight back there. I know it's well documented, but it's serious. These are my best friends. And it's hard, man. We've trained so many days this offseason. And to see a season taken away, you know, for 5 days into the season is tough. But, you know, the one thing is, you know, we believe everything happens for a reason. And he couldn't say it was because of lack of preparation or anything. He's trained as hard as he's ever trained. We've trained together. We missed no days. And he changed his diet, ate right, everything. It just, you know, it just was meant to be. And it allows him, you know, to get a head start on some other stuff he wants to do in life and rehab. And, you know, and this stuff isn't a career ender like it used to be, I don't think. I think it'll allow him to get a year to get his body right and come back and keep it rolling next year. So, but obviously, I think it was a super emotional day for all of us a little bit.
I was struck by the fact that Vrabel stopped practice there. You've been on the field for hundreds of injuries, probably, where you move the ball 20 yards and you do next man up in real life. What did you think of the fact that he was compelled to stop and check on the injured guy instead of plowing along on the script?
It just shows you how he feels about Sip. It's just how well-respected Sip is, how irreplaceable Sip is as a human and as a player for our team. And he brings a lot of energy, brings a physical attitude. He definitely was the hammer in our secondary. And, you know, we'll keep it moving. It's next man mentality. But the same, you're talking about someone's, you know, livelihood, and you want to make sure they're feeling okay. And sometimes in football, you want to keep everything moving, move the ball and put it down. But you can't do that all the time. And I think we all kind of got a little, you know, struck by that one. And like I said, it was a tough day for us around here today. You know, we got to keep doing our job. But for anybody, man, we see how much they put into something, and a season taken away that quickly, it hurts.
Hunt and I were saying that the DBs are the most closely knit position group on the team. Paul was saying the offensive line is close. And right there with you guys, what do you think? What's the closest?
When I came here last year, it was 100% the O-line. I mean, I've never seen a locker room where the O-line was like, O-line has to be a tight group because they're a unit, you know, and I've never seen like a O-line group like run the locker room like that. I'm like, the O-line run the locker room? But I mean, that's Terrell Lewan, that's Ben, those guys are great guys, and they preach about, you know, their brothers, and they do it for the boys. So when I came in, I made it my goal to make us as tight as possible, and that takes time. We had a whole completely new unit last year. And we went through some ups and downs, had a lot of highs last year. KB had a year of his life. Adoree transitioned to the NFL. Ty Smith got in there and played well. LaShawn and Sip came from Jacksonville and finally won some games. And it was kind of like a little, you know, a bonding period. But now this year, we were just so much tighter. So I think we're the tightest group. I think we spent the most time in the offseason together when we didn't have to because we wanted to. We went on, you know, some guys went to bachelor parties together. We went to weddings. And, you know, you kind of get around those life moments, and you kind of, you know, it's a brotherhood for life type of thing. So I would say we're the tightest group, but those are the two. It's neck and neck.
So the tightest group, Kenny Vaccaro's coming for a look tomorrow. Eric Reed is out there. I don't know if they'll look at him or not. There are some options out there if they want to enhance safety a little bit now. How would the Titus group do with an outsider?
Well, you know, everyone's the outsider at first, but you got to earn your stripes in our group. And, you know, we want to, like, it's like bringing Malcolm Butler in. We want to win. Like, Malcolm Butler helped our group, and he showed it every single day in practice, and he showed that he's no Hollywood. He came out here and got nitty-gritty, and that's how Malcolm Butler is. He didn't change. Money doesn't change Malcolm Butler. You don't have to worry about that. So if anybody comes that can help our group and is about the team and is about the group, then I'm all for it. But, you know, I want to play with the best teammates on the field. But what we have is pretty good, and guys have to step up. But, you know, that's John's job and Mike's job to make the team better, and as a player, you got to accept that.
Tell us about this big event you have at the stadium. Is it Saturday?
It is Saturday. So the Ryan Animal Rescue Foundation, a rescue nonprofit that me and my wife run, and the Titans have partnered to host the first annual Pup Rally event, self-named by me, that will be at 2:30 at Nissan Stadium, Concourse Gate 1, before our open practice at 4, so get there an hour early, and there'll be 26 adoptable dogs from Nashville Humane Association. So we're bringing a lot of puppies, a lot of cute dogs. We'll be there with a lot of volunteers. People putting a lot of logistics into this. There'll be 26 plus dogs. I think it's 26. I think they got, you know, a little more. And so I encourage you to get there early. Check out an animal. If you want to come home with one, you know, fill out an application, and then you got to go back the next day to Nashville Humane and pick it up. But you can put your deposit down and claim your dog that day. But the cool thing is the amount of people that got behind it. I asked some of my teammates if they were interested in naming some dogs to help them get adopted. So, you know, Dory Jackson named a dog Reese because it's his favorite food, and KB's got a dog named KB, and yeah, Ben Jones.
That was a real stretch there.
Yeah, you know, they named it. I asked them they want to name it after them. Casey's got a dog named Casey. Arakpo's got a dog named Rack. Amy Adams named a dog named Amy. John Robinson, J-Rob. Rabes is Rabes. Taylor Lewan got two wiener dogs. He named Richard Cheese. You could put that together.
Yeah. Taylor's name wins.
Yeah.
Winner.
So, you know, everybody, PK Subban named a dog named PK.
I like that one.
A lot of people got into it and named some dogs. So people will be, there'll be dog trading cards. You'll see over social media where it'll say, you know, come get Taylor Lewan's dog named Richard. Mark Mariota and his girlfriend named a dog, named a pair of pit bulls named Mana and Lani, and Mana means power in Hawaiian, and Lani means heaven. So that's well thought. So a lot of people put a lot of stuff into it. My daughter named a dog Doc McStuffins. So, you know, there's a bunch of dogs. I thought I was going to get a couple dogs named, and literally I have more than, like, probably 26 dogs named. So everybody's sponsoring a dog. Come check it out. See what your favorite player named the dog. And, I love animals. I think animals bring families together, and they need homes. They're sitting in a shelter right now, so they want to go home with a home. So hopefully we get all the dogs
adopted. I think you've set this up beautifully, too. Like, if two or three dogs are left at the end, if it's Lewan, you go back and you go, dude, your dog didn't make the cut. You got to take him home.
Richard and Cheese. Yeah, Richard and Cheese.
Richard and Cheese Lewan. I'm loving it.
Yes, I mean, some coaches might go home with some. So, yeah, it's at 2:30 Nissan Stadium on Saturday. We'll be there, open practice. Like I said, go check out the dog, fill out application. You can't bring the dog in the stands. You're not getting it that day, but you go back the next day and get the dog. Pedigree sponsoring the event. All the dogs will go home with Pedigree dog food, collars, leashes. So it should be super fun. It's my foundation's first event in Nashville. And Amy Adams is a huge animal lover. She has a bunch of dogs, and she's on board with any of my ideas. So I'm glad we got it done.
That's great.
At Real Logan Ryan on Twitter.
I had one, as you go out the door, the receivers were working today on releases, on hands. How often does the guy who wins with his hands in a bump situation win the play?
I put it like this. You know, a lot of routes are won in the first 5 yards, especially if you're a press man corner, which we are. You know that. And if you don't get your hands, if the receiver beats you at the line of scrimmage or you don't get your hands on the guy, there's a 50-50 chance it's going to be good or bad for you. And that meaning the quarterback might throw a bad ball, or you get lucky, but your odds are 50-50. If you take advantage, get your hands on, just one hand on, and have good, you know, maintain vertical integrity, which means stay on top of the receiver and get your hands, or disrupt the timing, I think those odds shift 80-20, 90-10 in the DB's favor. So I think you know, the better receivers, the guys that are able to get off press man, then their odds might shift 80 in their favor, you know? So I really think the game is won, and people don't see it. They see the end. They always see the finish. But you can set yourself up to have a better finish by the line of scrimmage. But ultimately, what the fans see, how the game is played, in the NFL, you get paid for your finish. So be able to, you know, the better you are finishing those plays, the worse you could be at the line of scrimmage.
Logan, great to catch up with you, and hopefully your holdout will end soon with us, and we can make an announcement.
Yeah, man.
You're talking to us more than the Raiders are talking to Khalil Mack.
Yeah, there is talk. I want to get paid my worth, and I want to give the people what they want. So, you know, the fans.
And we know what the people want.
Yeah, the people want the real Logan Ryan show back. So, you know, let the people speak. We'll see what the people want.
All right.